Welcome back to BRX Pro Tips. Lee Cantor, Stone Payton here with you. Lee, as you well know, I'm a huge advocate in terms of leading other people. Find them doing something right, accentuate the positive. And in the same breath, I got to say, it's important as individuals that we have a clear understanding of our weak spots. Don't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a big proponent of focusing and maximizing your strengths. So that's where I think the bulk of your energy and effort should be, and just kind of wringing out all of your strengths and make them as good as they can be. But you can't ignore your weaknesses totally. It's important to be self-aware enough to understand that you're not really going to be able to grow until you identify your weaknesses, and then you put either processes or people in place to minimize or alleviate them. So you got to do what you got to do in order to kind of make sure that your weaknesses aren't biting you, that they're not sabotaging your success. So if you're making the same kind of mistake over and over again, do something to correct that. Don't keep making the same mistake. And sometimes that requires you to pay someone to solve that problem or to kind of buckle down and get the skills needed to improve in that area so that you're not making those same mistakes. Because otherwise, all it is Groundhog Day all over again. All you're doing is kind of falling into the same pattern and the same trap, and you're not making the progress you can make. If you sometimes, and it's not even a lot of money or time, a lot of times it's just a matter of, okay, I'm going to just shore up this weakness and I'm going to get through this and I'm going to eliminate this so that I don't have that weakness anymore. And then that'll make my strengths all that much better, and I'll be able to make the change I want to make.
And sometimes when it comes to weak spots, we are more than very aware of where we're weak. And some of them are blind spots as well. So there's probably some wisdom in asking some people close to you in the work environment, or maybe even in personal relationships, to help you identify critical weak spots. Yeah?
Absolutely. I mean, sometimes you don't even know you have them. So if you got a trusted advisor or trusted partner that can explain, hey, you know what? You've been making the same mistake over and over again. Maybe you should fix it. And, you know, that might be somebody you might have to pay a therapist for that. I mean, whatever it takes, because you want to affect change, and you got to be the best you in order to do that.